This is Conversations with Changemakers with me, your host, Gary Tirola. Every week I bring you an inspiring leader that is rethinking what it means to be a changemaker. During these conversations, I slowly peel back the layers of the minds of our future leaders that are using their skills to positively impact this world. What's up? What is happening, family and friends? Wherever you are in this world, in this galaxy, in this universe, I am sending you so much love, happiness, positive vibes, good energy, and whatever it is you're needing right in this moment. I thought it is very apt to start off 2020 of Conversations with Changemakers with what I believe is going to unfold in the year 2020 and in this beautiful decade. We have just transitioned from 2019 into 2020, 2010s to 2020s, double 20s. Wherever you are, whatever you believe is going to be happening, I look at what happened in the last decade, especially with myself personally. For me, it was the biggest transition I've ever had in my life. I found my purpose within helping people find their wellness, their truth, their purpose. I have just found what I like to call my groove. So let's say 2010s was finding my groove, and I'll dedicate that to that. 2020, for me, I can feel it in the energy. I can feel that we are in a period where our group consciousness is transitioning to a higher level. And what does group consciousness mean? It means the link between all of our consciousness towards a better humanity, towards a better planet Earth. And what is signaling these changes for me? Well, I sit back, no matter what country I'm in Cape Town right now. I'm going to be off to Qatar shortly, then Nice, then Saudi. We just spend lots of time in Europe. Of course, our home, Bali. And wherever I go, it's the same feeling. People are picking up on this plant-based diet that I've been on for the last 5 years and been thriving on fruits, vegetables, grains, and legumes. But it's more than just the reductionist mentality towards diets that I am seeing. What I see is people are adopting not just a plant-based diet. They're adopting a new model of thinking. They are adopting an analytical mind and not giving up their decision-making to big industry, big corporates, celebrities, influencers, etc. People have taken their decision-making back into their own realm. And what this basically means is, because there's so much diet noise out there, because there's so much wellness noise out there, people are starting to steady themselves and start research themselves, whether it's going onto a website like nutritionfacts.org, an unfunded, unbiased nutrition advice website, or it's listening to one of Deepak Chopra's talks, or it's reading Gandhi's book. People are taking people are prioritizing their lives a lot more than they were, and I feel it's just going to be growing and growing and growing in this decade. And what does this mean for all of us? It means that we should all be taking ourselves first, meaning we shall prioritize ourselves, our happiness. Because once we have attained our own happiness, then we are comfortable and we are firm in our base in order to be there for loved ones, for our family, for our friends, etc. What has happened, and I believe we've carried on for a little bit from the baby boomer era, that is the era of my parents as well. Shout out to them. If you haven't listened to the podcast with them, please go listen to it. It's amazing how my dad, as a butcher, transitioned to a vegan diet, and my mom as well, plant-powered parents. Go Shazza and Hendo. But not to detract, we're in an era where we adopted this mentality of Let's give everything to everyone except ourselves. And really, the answer to ascension, to growth, lies in giving everything to ourselves in a selfless manner. I'm not talking about egoically or selfishly going out there and sacrificing everyone else's well-being for your own. No, I mean, we need to give ourselves some attention. And this comes in the form of what I practice every day. It comes in the form of waking up, having your quiet time, sitting down and performing meditation in any form that you deem works for you, whether it's walking meditation, sitting meditation, listening meditation, guided meditation, running meditation, swimming meditation. It doesn't really matter. Meditation is the changing the direction from our energy outwardly to inwardly. And it's when we start sitting with ourselves in this quiet time that we start figuring who this person is. Who is this Gary? Who is inside this head? What is blocking me? What are my obstacles? What noise from the outside world is deterring me from getting into my next positive step? And that's a great way to start your day, guys. So if you, there are many apps out there. I do suggest everyone commits maybe to 5 minutes at least a day of meditation. I've got myself up to about 20 minutes. I'd love to get to an hour, 2 hours. I just finished reading Gandhi's book, and he inspires me to become more whole every single day of my life. And Movement is so important, guys. We have to prioritize movements and change the movement all the time. We need to look at our structure, our body. We have become inflexible humans from sitting at desks to driving cars. We have lost the sense of movements, the sense of picking things up, natural movements, so not just gym. I'm not saying committing to 1 hour of gym per day. What I'm saying is explore yoga, explore Qigong, explore sitting, eating your meals on the ground with crossed legs, explore just flow, explore dancing, explore running and jogging and laughing on the beach, whether it's up a mountain, etc. Take the reductionist mindset out of it. Sometimes take your watch off, your running watch. I've started doing this a lot more often. Take it off and just go with the flow. Go with the wind. Try and leave the music out of your ears and run to your heartbeat and start tuning in to that sound of that heartbeat, that sound of your breath. And this transitions me into the breath. We need to focus on our breath. We take it for granted, but breath is keeping us alive. We never focus on it. We need to start taking conscious breaths. So while we're on and while you're listening to me, let's do it together. Breathe in. Hold it for 2 seconds. Breathe out. Let's do this 2 more times. Breathe in. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold in for 2, 1, 2. Breathe out for 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. And 1 more time on our own. Breathing is so integral to our entire life. And every time you remember either this podcast or just remember the word breath, I want you to take 3 big deep breaths in your life and ground yourself. You'll be surprised the benefits you'll get from deep breathing. We shallow breathe when we sleep. So when we get up, we are depleted of really pure oxygen and filled with carbon dioxide. So I want us to breathe in deep, breathe out deep, try and take 5 minutes of deep breathing every single morning, but also let's be conscious of not shallow breathing throughout our day. Breath gives us life. And the more we can focus on our breath, the more life we have, the more we'll thrive, the more we'll become that person that we need to be. Guys, plant-based diets, It is not a fad. It is what it is. I'm not talking about the vegan processed junk. I'm talking about whole foods. I want you guys eating lots of fruit. I want you concentrating on fruit. These simple sugars within fruit is what powers our entire body. It's the body's fuel. It's what our cells live off. It's what our brain lives off. It's what our muscles operate on. Please, there's protein, there's fats, there's carbohydrates in fruit. It is the human superfood, right? I'll save you some bucks and you don't have to buy all the superfood powders, but don't let me stop you because those superfood powders are delicious and are as beneficial. So don't hold yourself to one type of food. Explore the 20,000 plants out there, please. And we live in a very toxic world, so please let's stay off all the animal products. Animal products are extremely, extremely, extremely toxic to our body, mucus forming. It ups our acidic levels in the body, which obviously is the breeding ground. Acidity is the breeding ground of all illness and disease. And if you want more information on that, nutritionfacts.org is incredible. You can get Dr. Michael Greger's new book, How Not to Diet, or his first book, How Not to Die. I also suggest all of Medical Medium's books. He's got 4 out there. And you know what? Give yourself a go as well. Gandhi speaks so much about diet as well within his book. And this is coming from 1902. The man was very wise. I suggest you guys all get on that. And if you're not into reading or onto websites, etc., go check out Plant Proof Podcast. He focuses solely on diet, solely on a plant-based diet and the benefits thereof. Otherwise, just check into Conversations with Changemakers, man. I will be interviewing a lot of nutrition experts. Myself, as a wellness and nutrition expert, I'll be sharing so much information with you. And while I'm racing off, the most important thing of 2020, we need to slow down. We need to understand that being busy doesn't equate to success. And I want us all to understand that in order to be successful, we need to bring some calmness, some level-headedness, and some slowness back into our life. We've lost it. And it is within the slowness that we find out who we are. We don't get distracted by other things, other people, other places, and really start shifting and moving and understanding our position in the world. Okay, it might not come to you straight away, but I promise you, deep breathing, flowing movements, having fun, smiling, lightheartedness, plant foods. These are all remedies. These are all what we call biohacking. This is without the technology. It's without the expensive the expensive grocery bills or the expensive tech bills. I just want you guys to zone in on who you are. And this year, I feel like we're all doing it. I can see everyone improving and wanting to improve their wellness and their health. And on a mental, on a physical, on a spiritual realm, I think it's so important. I think it's much needed. I think we need to wake up. I think we need to take our responsibility back and really start making decisions for ourselves and really start questioning people out there, whether it's me that you're listening to now, or whether it's doctors or whether whatever professional it is, start questioning. Google, we've got this amazing thing called the internet, the interwebs, that we can check everything. We have all the information at our fingertips, guys. Please do your research, do your homework. And most importantly, before I end this and before I wish you well, and I hope you stay on for season 3 of Conversations with Changemakers. I've got so many great guests. Let's not forget to hydrate, drink pure, pure water. The first thing when you wake up, make sure you drink at least a liter of water. Flush that body out. You'll be surprised. A lot of times you think you are hungry. You're actually thirsty. That's my tips for 2020. I think it's going to be a crazy ride this year. So keep close to your meditation prop, keep close to your groundedness, and take it step by step. Don't put too much pressure on yourself. What's the point? Life is supposed to be there to be enjoyed. And let's not sabotage life for ourselves, which we normally do. And let's live life as a community. Let's join hands physically, figuratively, and let's try and expand our group consciousness, our personal consciousness, and prioritize what is important. What is important, guys? Let's hear it together. Community, love, relationships, fun, happiness, our personal happiness. Guys, I hope everyone finds their true love this year. I hope everyone finds their true purpose this year. I hope everyone finds their ideal health and wellness this year. I believe in you. I know you can. But shout out to me no matter what day, what time. You can shout out to me at hello@garytirola.com. Otherwise, hit me up on Instagram. I'm there all the time. And yeah, let's do this together. I love you guys.